White, J.E. White, Emma. Santa Rosa, California, April 28, 1874. Dear children, Edson and Emma, I wrote you something of my talk with the people in quarterly meeting at Bloomfield, but closed the letter that I might send it without delay. Our interest is unabated that the work shall move right here in California. We would gladly please our children and our brethren in returning to Colorado to attend the round of camp meetings. But as we can be at but one place at the same time, and as there is important work to be done here, we think it our duty to remain here. We intend to put the armor on, moving forward in faith. And now it seems to us quite in the order of God to start a paper upon the coast. We must, through the help of God, bring up the cause and work of God before we leave the Pacific coast. In God we trust. Said Christ, without me ye can do nothing. John 15, verse 5. With Jesus' help and blessing, we may do all things. God will work for us, and by us, and through us, if we will give ourselves to Him without reserve, walking in all humility of mind, working with faith, and having confidence in His power to supply all our needs. If we have special help from God, we may see a good work done. But under the precious light of truth, there will be by far the largest class who will not receive the truth. They will become worse and worse, and the salvation of many will be most difficult because they have so great enmity to the living God. The Sabbath of the fourth commandment is to them too heavy a cross to lift. The attachments to the world are strong, and to come out and be separate from the world is to them a terrible thing. They turn from the truth and try to make themselves and others believe that fables are truth. The moral perceptions are blunted. They cling to custom and tradition and dishonor God by transgressing His holy law. This is the state of the professed Christian world. There is need of great exertion and an increase of personal effort under the Holy Spirit's influence to counteract these worldly customs and strengthen influences not opposed to God's law. While Satan's forces are working with new and increasing power, the influences exerted by those who professedly obey the truth are not corresponding in earnestness, perseverance, and energy. Satan is not met determinedly and resisted at every step. While resistance against God is constantly accumulating in strength, the agencies God has appointed to counteract this power are inefficient. They may have the Holy Spirit by asking for it. They are not doing 1/20th part of what they might do to counteract this work of the mighty foe. Because the love of the world has obtained a power over God's people, and they become connected with the world, binding themselves up with them in powerful ties, hard to sever. Self and selfishness have been fostered. There is a continuing in sin. Pride is cherished, the soul temple polluted, and where we ought to be strong to do battle for God, we are weakness itself. This must be so.